ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it. 3, 2, 1.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello, hello.
Welcome to Albuquerque to Awesome.
That's right. Team Awesome Morning Party for Friday. Growing up. We usually use this one on Fridays.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. That's good stuff.
It's a fun thing. It's fun that we like.
You know, I didn't know you guys had different opens.
We have a ton of them.
I'm never up this early.
Well, brag about it sometime.
Except for Share-a-thons.
Share-a-thon, which is coming up next week.
Next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday! Anyway, this is Mateo, and we got DJ Bossman Dan in the studio today.
That's right.
And it's because Mr. Steve-O has disappeared.
We think he might have gone on a trip to Alaska.
It's a mystery.
At the last minute.
It's a mystery and nobody knows where he went. So we'll try to figure it out one day, but I'm not holding my breath. Are you going to hold your breath?
I was holding my breath.
Stop holding your breath. Okay, he's going to pass out. We're going to have a great show. We got Doug in the other room. What's up, Doug? I can't see him. This is weird.
I can see him.
I'm standing in a different spot. If I move, there he is. Man, Doug had a good night last night.
It's kind of awkward seeing Doug sitting there.
Oh, man, that's what makes your day great.
I just feel like he's watching us.
He's not watching. He's just doing good stuff. But you got to be careful when.
Actually, we can't see what he's doing.
No, we can't.
He could be doing horrible things on that computer right now.
It's true.
Like cyberbullying.
Don't cyberbully anyone, Doug.
Especially not innocent people.
Oh, Doug. The cyberbully.
Or he could be in chat roulette. Something horrible like that.
Yeah. Chat roulette. Uh-oh.
I saw chat roulette with Groot.
You did?
Yeah.
What was that like?
The person kept saying things, and the reply was constantly, I am Groot.
Oh. I see.
Mm-hmm.
Well. Wait, I think you can text Groot, right?
You can text Groot.
I think Mitch told me about that. You can just text Groot. Do we have a phone call? We have a very important phone call? All right, hang on. This one, and let's see.
Hello.
Hello?
Hey, guys, Matthew from Albuquerque.
Matthew, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm still at home. I'll ride the bus on Fridays, because I have a DECA meeting.
Oh, you have a DECA meeting. Well, that's kind of cool.
What does DECA mean?
DECA, it's Distributive Education Clubs of America. Basically, the A in America no longer has its meaning.
Yeah.
But it still stands for America because they're not all over the world. There's some in Japan, Germany. They're all over the world.
I see.
Do you know what it's called in Japan?
You would have to look that up because I'm sure it's in Japanese and I don't understand the heck anything in Japanese. I don't speak that ain't my language. I only speak English.
Siri, what is DECA in Japanese?
We're asking our phone, Matthew. We'll know. We're going to know. She's checking her sources.
She searched for me.
She's searching.
Oh, no. You know what, guys? Let me tell you guys something. You guys have limited data, right?
I have unlimited data.
He has unlimited. I have very limited. Very limited.
Okay, well, let me tell you something, guys. The Siri, she uses a lot of data.
She sure does. She's like a wife in that way, because my wife uses all my money, just like Siri uses all my data.
Oh, man. Good thing your wife's not up yet.
I'm in a polygamous relationship with my iPhone.
Oh, okay. Do you know what that means, Matthew?
No, I have no idea.
That's good. So, what's going on with you today?
Oh, not much. Today is actually the varsity game for the varsity division.
Oh!
They are playing Atrisco Heritage.
Yeah.
Today at the stadium. I don't know what the game time is because it's on my division, but it's on the website.
Gotcha.
If you go to matt.rt66.wix.com/mattfromabq and click on, it's the main screen, it says for Hawks football season schedule. Please click here, click that, right above the Lady Hawks button, and it's going to direct you to our website so you guys can get the schedule information.
That's pretty cool.
Yep. And you and Mateo are still on there, Steve-O, under your own section.
Oh, yeah. This is Steve-O.
Yeah!
That's Mateo.
No, I know Steve-O's voice. I've been wanting to hear for a long time.
I don't know, man. I don't know if you know who Steve-O is.
Well, hey, Steve-O, I heard, speaking of needed him. You know what, Steve? I heard from Maria Tortilla that you actually are going to be coming in not October 1st, but the week after.
I don't know about that!
I have bad news for you today, Matthew from Albuquerque.
Yeah.
Steve-O's not here.
I'm in Alaska!
He's in Alaska.
Yeah, right. You wish you were in Alaska.
You wish you were in Alaska. All right, listen.
There's bears!
There's bears everywhere.
And salmon!
There's salmon. Matthew, what?
Yeah.
Do you want to hear a song today?
Oh, of course.
What is
it? You know, play it. You guys have the Devastation Reform by Relying Kate?
Yeah, we can find that one.
5 score and 7 years ago!
Oh, that's what album it was on. That's right.
You know what, guys? I've been trying to get this on my iPhone. I'll have to get a fine nice song on the music market.
Oh, music okay. Market.
The music market.
All right, guys. Hey, well, I'll talk to you guys later. You guys have a good day.
All right. You have a good day, too.
Bye, guys.
Bye, buddy. Drop.
Awesome.
That was good. That was a pretty tame one. You got a tame one today.
I'm glad, because that was my first one.
I still think he thinks that I'm Steve-O.
I don't know. I think he thought I was Steve-O.
Maybe so. Either way, it was kind of strange. Anyway, we got a good show coming up. We got breaking news later today. Well, later this morning. It'll be fun.
This is Team Awesome Morning Party.
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning!
Team Awesome Morning Party. Making your morning a little more awesomer. Ist. A little more awesomest.
Turn on the news!
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
It's time for breaking news. I'm always trying to adjust this microphone. DJ Bossman Dan!
Breaking news.
Breaking news. The worst news ever broken today. Just kidding. Today's September 26, 2014.
Friday.
Friday, Friday. The number of the day is 47. Can you guess what that is?
The average age of a cougar.
Yes. Since it costs per year to charge your new iPhone 6. And when you actually told me this a while ago, so you knew it. You knew what this was.
I did.
And I didn't understand it, but it says, in fact, all smartphones are pretty cheap to power compared to a laptop, which uses 14 times more electricity per year, and a desktop computer, which uses 49 times more. That's kind of crazy.
I mean, it obviously depends on the system, right?
Well, of course.
Yeah. Right. Because...
I mean, we're not sure.
We're not sure.
Anyway, let's get
science.
To it. Science. Who knows? Who needs it? Mitch does. A parking meter cop in Mount Kisco, New York, was arrested after the town discovered that over his 5-year employment, he had stolen $89,000 in coins.
That's a lot of pennies. I want to know where he put it.
Yeah. How did he transport all these coins? Did he have, like, extra large JNCO pants?
Well, I wonder if he was, like, just doing a couple coins at a time and depositing them, or whether he's got, like... the vault full of coins, like DuckTales.
It was a slow game. He had a long con going.
He just swam in the coins.
Oh.
That seems filthy.
I always wanted to do that, but you're right, it does seem filthy.
You get an infection, like, instantly.
Not me, man. I got immunities. Doug, immunities? Doug knows about it.
Immunities.
He's got immunities! You ever seen Bubble Boy?
I have. I have a copy of that on DVD.
Yeah, you do.
Packed somewhere in Albuquerque.
Well, the airstrikes in Syria have targeted oil fields in order to damage ISIS's money-making potential. Man, that's an escalating situation.
It sounds like kind of a bad idea, that part right there, because our gas prices are going to go through the roof.
Oh, Daniel, don't tell people that.
I'm not excited for that.
Okay, Oklahoma Senator Jim Inhofe's re-election campaign is being bashed for holding a pigeon shooting fundraiser where people literally shot live pigeons that were tossed into the air.
That is awesome.
Oklahoma.
I would have gone to that.
You would have gone to that. I would not have gone to that, because I love animals.
I mean, it would have been one thing if it was, like, bunnies.
No. Nope.
Cute little bunny rabbits, yep. And they're just like, poof.
Pigeons are really good at pooping right outside of my apartment.
And on cars, and I once got pooped on the head. Did I tell you the story? The other week, I was sitting in traffic with my sunroof open, and something hit me on the head.
Oh, no.
And I was like, oh, my gosh, did I just get pooped on again?
Yeah.
Because this has happened before.
Is that a real story?
Yes.
Was it really poop?
It was not.
Oh.
It was the biggest bee I have ever seen.
It hit you in the head?
It was on my head.
Oh, no.
I'm like, oh, my gosh, looking in the mirror, freaking out, stuck in traffic, can't do anything. So I shook my head real fast.
Did it just fly away?
No.
Ah!
I could not get it to come off of my head. It just kept crawling around.
Man, I don't trust bees.
Half of my family is like deathly allergic, and I've never been stung.
Wow.
So I was like freaking out.
I'm not allergic to them, but my last encounter with getting stung by a bee, it wasn't really a bee, it was a yellow jacket. And yellow jackets, for those of you who don't know, they're these bee-type things, and they burrow into the ground. And they trap you, especially when you have a yard.
Mm-hmm.
You know what a yard is.
Yes,
Doug,
I do.
Yard, lawn, it's grass. It's a grass that your house...
It's like a private park?
It's not. It's kind of like the dirt around your house, but it's grass. You get it. You'll get it. It's what Derek Jeter, the grass, you know, it was surround... Yeah, you get it. Okay. So anyway, they burrow down into the ground, and I was mowing the yard, and sure enough, ran over a yellow jacket nest, and I got stung instantly by four of them.
Ah.
And I'm not allergic, so I didn't go into some like crazy, but I was like stripping my clothes off and running, because they get up in your clothes, and then they're not like honeybees. They don't die when they sting one time. They just keep stinging. They keep stinging you. And so I ran inside. I was naked by the time I got inside, and then one just crawled out from my shorts.
Ugh.
He was just crawling around, and I stomped him. With my shoe, woo! I killed him. But that, I got stung. Yeah, and it was like instantaneous sting, and it hurt so bad. I can't describe it because of the pain. But it was a lot of pain. That's how I'm going to describe it. It was
lots of pain.
Lots of pain. When a 19-year-old Florida mother without an infant car seat was being pulled over by police, she tried to hide her child in the trunk. Because it's Florida, and that makes sense.
It does make sense.
How did she think that was going to... Did she get out? Or I wonder if she pulled the seat down.
Seat.
Yeah, that's what she
Or maybe
did.
It was like a SUV, and so she just kind of like chucked the kid.
Now, how do you... Okay, you're a parent, and then you're like, I'm going to hide my kid, and the cops are never going to know. And then the cops find your kid in the trunk, and they're like, oh, you're also a bad parent. Cool.
You're not just a parent. You're a bad parent.
You're not also a... You're not just a traffic violator. You're a terrible person and parent.
Yes. You are the worst kind of person.
The worst.
I wonder how old the child was. Does it say baby?
It says infant car seat. So, oh.
That's terrible.
That's even
worse.
The
kid was probably crying.
Hmm.
Which is sad.
Poor little baby. Poor little baby.
Let's move on.
In Germany, the National Ethics Council is recommending to the government that incest... between siblings no longer be illegal. Hey, Kentucky relatives are stoked.
I have four brothers.
Oh.
Three brothers, sorry. There's four boys total.
Man, I don't know. I don't know, Daniel. You're going to have to pray about that
one. Yeah.
One day people are going to send me hate mail. Studio@mystaticradio.com.
Let us know your thoughts on incest.
Let us know your thoughts on lettuce. Ah. An Idaho trucking company received a text that one of its tractor trailers filled with $80,000 worth of frozen chickens was being held for ransom. Idaho, let's hear your thoughts.
I really don't have any on that.
Not even with the chicken?
No.
Come on.
No, who would do that?
Doug. Doug would do that.
You know, if the ransomist was smart, he'd probably just eat the chicken. No, I think so. Yes. Stop hitting that button.
Okay. Barbara Streisand's new album has debuted at number one, and she's kept current with the times. Every song on the album is about one of Taylor Swift's old boyfriends, and that explains why it's number one, Doug. He loves Barbara Streisand.
I bet he does.
Sometimes Doug and I just go out, we'll take a glass of milk, sit under the stars, and listen to Barbara Streisand for hours. Don't ask questions. Rob Schneider has been removed from State Farm's newest ad campaign because of his objection to childhood vaccinations. I'm going to have a baby soon, so this whole vaccine thing is starting to get to my head. All I know is...
I understand.
I got vaccinated.
I did too.
And this microphone is the worst.
It's shot. It just keeps falling.
I wish there was a
Your
guy
boom
that,
stand
could,
is in pieces
that could do
too.
Something about it.
Hey,
I wish there was a man
I'm trying.
That could step in.
I'm trying.
A hero for another time that could say, we need a new mic stand. Maybe I'll get that one day. A bride in China plans to go down the aisle with a record-setting 3-mile-long train, and she will bring captives in her train.
That's going to take so long.
That is going to take, gosh, 3 miles.
3 miles. Think of how long it takes to walk 3 miles.
I don't want to think about it.
It's going to be a long, boring wedding.
It sounds like the worst. Weddings the worst. The worst.
They are boring. The town of Chemukla, Florida, has called an end to its annual redneck Christmas parade. Organizers said that 2 decades ago, it began as a family-friendly parody, but has devolved into a drunken, polluting, property-damaging nightmare.
Sounds like a good time.
Redneck Christmas parade. I can't imagine that, but the one that we had in Mississippi was just known as Christmas Parade, and it wasn't destructive.
It was redneck Christmas
the
parade
most destructive
to everybody else.
That it got was when the Shriner guys would come wheeling in their little cars, and they're like, hey, stand back, because the kids would be coming out and trying to jump on the, you know what I'm talking about. You know what we need to do?
What?
Take a look at traffic.
Traffic?
Yeah.
Let me click the traffic
can
thing.
Can you handle it?
Wait, where'd it go? It disappeared.
Now you're going to know my pain with that computer.
I usually use my iPad for the other station. It renders it terribly.
Look at my iPad.
There's road construction down at Rio Bravo at Isleta. Roadway is reduced to 2 lanes due to that.
Yeah.
There's also all the congestion and construction taking place up at the Paseo del Norte project, which I was told they're at like 87% completion right now.
No way.
They were trying to get it done for Balloon Fiesta, but didn't quite. They're not going to hit that goal.
It's going to be a nightmare.
So they're gonna stop with all their closures and just leave everything open during Balloon Fiesta.
Really?
And then when it's done, they're going to finish the project.
That's good news.
Still shooting for December for their completion, though. So the on-ramp is closed, I-25 North at Jefferson. I-25 North between Osuna. It says Asuna. I think it means Osuna.
It is. Steve-O cleared that up for me.
That's ridiculous.
Mystery.
Is it Asuna or Osuna? What was the clear
up? It's Osuna. It's a misprint.
Yeah. That's this road.
Misprint!
So I-25 Frontage Road North between Osuna and Ellison, also partially closed due to road construction.
That's right.
1 lane. That is your traffic
update.
That's
your look at traffic, because now, ladies and gentlemen, the time has come.
Wait, do we need to say SOPO?
Oh, yeah. Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch.
Because I want my burrito.
4001 Osuna Road, Boulevard Avenue, whatever it is. You can give them a call.
It's a cul-de-sac.
3669, because they have wonderful things.
It's a straight cul-de-sac.
Straight up, yo. I think it's time. Is he here? Oh. Power.
What is happening?
Make it happen, dude.
I'm so scared.
Hello.
Hey, Doug.
Doug!
Hey. DJ Bossman Dan has never done this.
No,
I've never done this. And I'm usually not listening yet.
I hope you've had your tetanus shot.
Boom.
I have not.
Crazy. Oh. Well, let's see how this is going to go then.
Let's try it.
Today, September 26, 2014, day 269. There are 96 days remaining. First up this morning, American actor best known for portraying Jesus in the 2004 film.
Jim Caviezel!
Yes!
Yeah!
Yes.
He was also in Count of Monte Cristo, which I really liked, but my regular co-host did not like.
I did not watch it.
He didn't like it because he says the ending's not as good. I disagree!
I think he was just confused about what was going on with Jesus in that movie.
No, okay, Doug, how old is Jim Caviezel? Tell me, just tell me and I'll guess.
No.
Dang it.
No.
33.
33? No. I think he's 48.
46?
Ah!
Very close. Next up, an American actress and
you
songwriter.
You just got it, didn't you?
Go ahead.
Wait.
Oh, Olivia Newton-John.
Yes, sir.
How do you not know these people?
It just came on.
You got it, man.
It was like,
when it's birthdays in the morning, you got to be on. You got to wake up. You got to be on like ham bone.
I didn't even know that we were supposed to be like guessing based on the music.
No, the music comes on, and then you have a variety of options for guesses.
I thought he just told us who they were, and then we guessed their age.
It's like the side game. It's like the side bet.
It's the side game.
Maybe I'll do better on the next song now that I know how the game works.
No, Olivia Newton-John.
It's like playing Monopoly with Hot Wheels.
Is 58.
I'm going to go with 62.
Ooh. 66.
If you would have got that right, I'd have been so mad.
Oh, I was closer.
You don't even know how to play the game.
Ooh.
Next up, an American actress best known for her portrayal of Sarah Connor in The Terminator and its sequel Terminator 2 Judgment Day.
I don't know her name, but I can see her in my mind. Don't look it up.
She was also in the television series Beauty and the Beast. And she was also on NBC's Chuck.
What is her name? I can't remember her name, but I know what she looks like.
Linda Hamilton.
Linda Hamilton.
That is not what I was thinking
Linda
at all.
Linda Hamilton. What were you thinking? Sigourney Weaver?
Yes. Couldn't think of it, though.
I read his mind. I
got
weird.
This. It's going to be a weird morning, then.
It's going to be weird, man.
It's really weird, dude.
Ooh. Linda Hamilton is 56.
I'm going to go with 44.
She is 58.
It's so exciting when you lose at games.
Next up, tomorrow. On to tomorrow's birthdays.
Oh, yeah, because we're doing weekend edition.
Weekend birthdays.
Yep, actor / singer-songwriter.
Meatloaf, baby.
Burning for
love. That's actually his name.
Well, in Fight Club, he was Robert Paulson.
I am Robert Paulson.
His name is Robert Paulson.
His name was Robert Paulson. Did you never see Fight Club either?
I saw Fight Club. I just thought the only singer in it was Jared Leto.
No, dude. The big guy, Robert Paulson, that's Meatloaf.
Bob. Bob had things we won't say.
Yeah, that's true. He had things we won't say.
Because he had, cancer.
Yes. And it was sad. It was his situation. I'm inspired by Meatloaf. I like Meatloaf. He did a cover of a song that Celine Dion did. What was it called? Hang on.
I'm going to guess 49.
Meatloaf today is 55.
67 years old.
That should be an intro.
That's an old dude.
That is an old dude.
Next up, an American actress, singer, and food writer.
Gwyneth Paltrow?
Yes.
She's not with Chris Martin anymore.
Why are you playing Coldplay?
Chris Martin. Because he's going to fix her.
Oh, gosh.
But he's with J-Lo, isn't he?
Stop. Stop making me upset. I'm getting sweaty because it's hot in here and you're making me upset. Don't laugh at my jokes. Nobody laugh.
Did you see the new trailer?
Of what?
Mockingbird Part 1? Mockingjay?
Mockingjay
yes. Part 1?
Yes, I did. But just then when you said the new trailer and you said Mockingbird, I thought of the new Dumb and Dumber trailer. Because they're singing that song.
Is there a new Dumb and Dumber trailer?
There's a quick new one.
Ooh.
It's got a funny scene in it. Okay, Gwyneth Paltrow.
Man, I was thinking Gwen Stefani for some reason.
Nope. Gwyneth Paltrow is 48.
52.
42.
Oh.
Sorry, Gwyneth.
Next up.
She looks creepy.
No, she doesn't.
Singer-songwriter. Best known for her songs Complicated, Skater Boy, and I'm With You.
Avril Lavigne!
Yeah.
Didn't she just dump the guy from Nickelback because she just realized he was in Nickelback?
Yeah, what happened? Well, she's from Canada too, so it takes some time.
She had never heard Nickelback before.
She also did their married lead singer of Sum 41 too.
That's true. Derek Whibley, who is in terrible condition. Well, he's recovering. He had a horrible alcohol problem.
Oh.
Okay. Avril Lavigne is going to be, I think she's 30.
25.
She is 30 years old.
Yeah!
There it is.
Oh, way to go, Teo.
Mateo.
She's so old.
Wait. Hillary Duff.
Yes. Ah! Hillary Duff.
I'm okay with the fact that I've
so
never heard this song.
That I know. Yesterday, Mitch made a Hillary Duff joke, and I totally got it. This is Let the Rain Fall Down.
What was it? Was she an actress first?
Lizzie McGuire,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, that's right.
There's
I never had cable.
Of a Lizzie McGuire movie.
Yeah, reunion.
Yeah.
See, I never got into it. It was after my time, but I always thought Hillary Duff was cute.
Yeah.
You know, especially when she, like, put this music video out.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay. Lizzie McGuire. Wait. Hillary Duff. Here it comes. Let the rain fall down.
Laguna Beach, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Ew.
I'm so okay with the fact that I don't know these things.
No, it's okay. Did you see that the original cast, the dudes in the cast, got together for like an anniversary party?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. It's funny.
Wish I was there.
I wish you were too. All right. Hillary Duff, 28.
32.
27.
Aww.
Well, you can't win them all, Daniel.
Win any of them, apparently.
On to dates.
Dates. All right.
On this day in what year the Federal Trade Commission was established?
FTC. Isn't going to help anything. But we don't know what else to do, Mayor.
Wait, so how does this game work? Am I guessing like a month and a day or a year?
But on this day in what year? So you're just guessing the year.
1915.
Federal Trade Commission. 1861.
1914.
Oh! So close! It was a really awkward high five.
It was okay. They saw it on the camera.
On this day in one year, the Beverly Hillbillies premiered.
It was in black and white when it first came out.
No.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah. I think so.
All right, I'm watching it on color right now.
Yeah, when it premiered, it was in black and white.
1923.
That was before the world changed into color.
I'm not sure if the TV existed in 1923.
Because of the Enlightenment. You're very off with that.
Yeah, I think
a
so.
A lot off. 56.
1962.
Really?
Close but no cigar, friend.
Ooh. This day in what year, the album Abbey Road was released.
68.
69. 69 is correct.
Oh! You did it! You're doing good!
I'm just going to start plus one-ing all of your things.
Plus, that's what I do to Steve.
Yeah, plus or minus
if
one.
If it's a sports thing, I'm like,
On this day, one year, four men and four women began a two-year stay inside a seal-off structure known as Biosphere 2 in Oracle, Arizona. And then these two other guys, like, snuck in.
Yeah!
They had, like, this giant party there. And they had to, like, clean it up. It
UPN afternoons on the weekend.
Is that where were you when you watched Biodome? Never forget. Biosphere. Okay, I'm going to say 73.
I'm going to say 57.
1991.
Oh, really?
Kind of coincided with
the movie. So that movie was like a documentary with Pauly Shore.
Yep. And your number one song today?
Ooh. We guessed what year this was. Oh! John Cougar Mellencamp, baby! Brenner.
Boom! Brenner.
Okay. Little ditty about Jack and Diane?
Yep.
Okay. Is that this one? Yeah. Okay. 1992. That could be wrong. Go for the 80s.
I was going for the 80s. I'm going to go 87.
1982.
Oh!
Oh, dude, that's totally what I was going to go for, but you went for the 90s, so I went closer to the 90s.
Today is Johnny Appleseed Day. It's a love note day. Write a love note to the one you love. Mateo, you can write me one.
No.
It's World Contraception Day. It's Hug a Veteran Day. It is Lumberjack Day. Tomorrow is Google's birthday, Kids Day, National Hunting and Fishing Day, National Museum Day, Ancestor Appreciation Day, and Chocolate Milk Day. Sunday is Drink a Beer Day, National Good Neighbor Day.
Challenge accepted.
Ask a Stupid Question Day, and National Good Neighbor Day again.
Yeah! Good Neighbor Weekend. All right.
Sounds
like a good weekend. Tomorrow morning, bright and early, Steve-O and I and Doug, you're coming, right?
Yep, I will be there.
He'll be there. We're going to go fly in a hot air balloon.
And plunge to your deaths.
Thanks to our static fanatic friend, Mr. Christian. He supported us via a balloon ride with a super legit balloon company. So hopefully we won't go down in a fiery blaze of glory. You know what I'm saying?
Do you remember what it was like before Google?
Yes.
I used Dogpile.
Okay. I don't know what that is.
That was a search engine.
I remember Netscape.
Yeah.
Netscape Navigator.
That was a browser.
Yeah. Okay, wait. Hotwire. No. Yahoo. I think I just used Yahoo.
Yahoo. Can you believe Ask Jeeves is still around?
I remember Ask Jeeves.
That's the stupidest website.
Ask him why he's still around. Am I right?
He'll just Google it for you.
Anyway, we got a good show today. We'll be back soon with some more fun stories. This
is Team Awesome Morning Party.
On Static.
Well, Doug's got to say Static.
Static.
Thank now!
You. Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, there you go.
All right, sounds good.
Who's ready for some more Team Awesome Morning Party?
Anyone?
Anyone? Anyone?
Come on, don't be shy.
Well, tough, we're giving you more anyway.
Bingo, man, bingo!
Static Radio.
Well, there's no traffic right now.
Did you reload it?
Yeah, I reloaded it.
Sometimes that little jerk computer doesn't want to do anything.
You know, it looks like it's slowed down just a hair on I-40 westbound down to about 5 over.
Okay.
According to the map. And out by the mountains, too, slowed down a little bit. Maybe about 1 over the speed limit.
Hey.
You know, people really speed around here.
They speed.
So, just a reminder, your Paseo del Norte construction going on. Lots of closures through there. Taking place every night, 7 p.m. to 6 a.m. They'll probably be sending out a new update this evening about the closures through the weekend.
Hey-o!
So if you need to go out through that area, I suggest finding another route.
All right.
Because it's Paseo.
Okay.
Yeah.
Look at that's the whole look.
That is
the
look.
That's your look at traffic.
Maybe next time there will be traffic.
Probably not. Traffic brought to you this morning by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna something. And
cul-de-sac.
They got great coffee based treats,
and I spilled a breakfast burrito all over my white pants.
He did. Wonderful burrito all over his white pants. But you can give them a call, 338-3669, and they'll help you out, because I mean, come on, they're the best. It's Friday here at Team Awesome Morning Party, so you know we like to have a little fun. And we have a little fun to be had today with a story that I have here, but I've misplaced. Daniel,
which one is it?
It's the one about gadgets.
What about gadgets?
The one about gadgets. So yesterday, our question of the day was, which toy do you think should be entered into the Toy Hall of Fame? Which we found out there's a Toy Hall of Fame.
I didn't get to participate in this, but my vote was for Transformers.
Well, it's good that you didn't get to participate.
And GoBot. No, not GoBots.
GoBots.
GoBots were lame. Exo-Squad.
GoBots were not lame. They were not lame, Daniel.
They didn't do anything!
Yes, they did. They transformed just like Transformers. Anyway, so we had, I mean, there's contenders for the Toy Hall of Fame. There's like 12 every year, and you can go vote. And I guess people were telling us what they wanted it to be. So some of the contenders this year are Bubbles.
Lame.
Slip and Slide.
That's pretty fun.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
They're sweet.
Little Green Army Men.
No.
No?
They don't do anything.
You only like things that do things.
I do like things that
what
do things.
What about Bubbles? Bubbles do stuff
Bubbles,
all the time.
Bubbles are soap.
I am the defender of Bubbles. And I will continue to defend the Bubbles.
Bubbles can be fun, though.
They can be a lot of fun. But, so, kind of piggybacking off of that yesterday, there's another thing that we need to talk about. Because there's something coming out called the Apple Watch. I know you're interested in this watch.
I am. I haven't worn a watch since I was, like, 10.
I think I'm allergic to nickel. Because when I used to wear a watch, my skin used to always break out.
See, this is why I'm curious about the Apple Watch. Because it entices me. Like, I want one. But at the same time, I'm like, but I don't wear a watch.
Well, you're going to have to figure that out.
I don't know.
And here's why. Because Apple's watch is coming out. But the thing with all of these new gadgets, I guess. I mean, even when the iPod got introduced, and even back to, like, I don't know, you could go all the way back to VHS or Beta. There's always a flop.
Mm-hmm.
There's quite a few flops. And we have a little list here of gadget flops. That's what it's called. It's so exciting! Gadget flops. Do you remember any gadgets that flopped, Daniel?
I do, but I've also seen the list.
Anyway, we'll start with a recent one.
What if you tell me the name of the gadget and I guess what it is?
Okay. No, that... Well, speaking of gadget flops and ones that we're familiar with, faithful young, kind Doug, said he wanted the Microsoft Zune to work. And it didn't really work out. Did you have a friend with a Zune?
I did.
You did?
I did.
What happened?
Wasn't there a Zune phone at one point, too?
Oh, I don't know.
I think there was.
Is there a Zune phone, Doug?
iTunes killed the Zune is what happened.
Yeah,
it wasn't
exactly
that the iPod was so superior. It was that iTunes was so superior.
Well, I don't know about all that.
No, like the iTunes store versus whatever Microsoft had going at that point.
Yeah.
I think you had to get it off like Rhapsody or something.
Yeah. All I remember is I had a buddy that had a Zune, and it was doo-doo brown.
Yes.
And I did not like it. It made me uncomfortable. It looked like a weird kind of plastic material that I didn't want to touch. It looked like it would be uncomfortable to me, to my finger, and it was the color of doo-doo. So I didn't trust it. But
it
was
like, as it was like
we
touching
all know,
a hard turd.
Exactly.
You don't want to walk around with a turd in your hand.
You do not, because if you ever have, you know that that's real gross. Anyway, the Zune Player, it launched in 2006 when iPods were accounted. They were accounting for 75% of the market. So Microsoft was like, hey, let's take back some of this market
share.
That's
about when I got my first iPod.
Really?
Yeah.
I had a buddy named Blake, and his dad was my dentist. So they had, you know, they had some money. They were good to go. And he was my first friend that got an iPod. And I remember in his room, he had this giant chest of CDs, like just a CD rack, just rows and rows of CDs. He had so many CDs. And I was looking at the CDs, and then he was showing me this little iPod, and he was telling me about it. Yeah, so MP3 files, you know, like you download on Napster?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you put them on here, you buy them through the iTunes store, and he's explaining it to me. And this is like a click wheel iPod.
Right. Gray screen.
Which I loved. I thought the sound was cool, but he was telling me, and I remember looking at the iPod, and then looking over to the CDs, and then looking back, and saying with my mouth, I said, I don't think this is going to work. I don't think iPods are going to catch on. And I was very wrong.
Very wrong.
Very, very wrong. Because then the convenience of it just kind of took over.
Oh, yeah.
And you once that happens, you know, once the convenience enters the picture, it's over.
I want to get rid of all my CDs.
Do you?
I do.
You can give them to me.
All right.
You and me, man.
Probably.
Another similar thing to the Zune Player, I guess, the Amazon Fire. This came out in June.
Dude, I never even heard about that.
So this is like a phone situation.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Since
that
June.
Flopped hard.
Already the starting price has been slashed from $200 with a 2-year contract to just 99 cents.
Ouch.
Apple's got the market cornered when it comes to these cool gadgets. And it's yet to be seen if the Apple Watch will catch on, because I think a lot of people hesitant.
A lot of people want it, but then I think when they go to buy it and they stop to think about the fact that they don't wear watches, they're not going to buy it.
It's got a lot of features, but I guess I'm still kind of confused by, like, do I use this little wheel on the side? Do I just touch it? What's going on? Why is the menu so small?
And yeah, you kind of had to use both.
Oh, I don't know. I just don't know about it. So today we're going to talk about gadget flops. We've got this list. It goes through some flops, some that succeeded, I guess, mostly Apple having the ones that succeeded. But there's a few things on here that Apple flopped, including QuickTake. And what that was, QuickTake camera. This came out in 1994, which was one of the first digital cameras to hit the market.
Mm.
Two problems. It cost $750.
Yep.
Stored only a handful of photos. Steve Jobs himself killed it after returning to Apple in 1997. So a good idea, digital camera. But of course, in 1994, you know, we're still dealing with, like, Netscape, Navigator 3.
Well, not only that, like, the quality of the pictures would have been terrible.
Yeah.
That's why digital cameras had so much trouble catching on, is because at first they just had these horrible images.
Mm-hmm.
Film was vastly superior.
Film.
Nowadays, you can't put a picture on film that looks better than digital.
Interesting. How has technology progressed the way it has? It's the end times.
It's the aliens.
Aliens and end times.
It all
aliens
started after
and
the Roswell crash.
Whoa, buddy. You gotta slow down with all that stuff. So anyway, today we're gonna talk about some gadget flops. It's Fun Friday.
Fun Friday!
Fun Times Friday. So we're gonna be jamming some music and talking about some things that hopefully you guys will think are interesting. Maybe you'll even participate. I don't know!
There's a phone number.
There is a phone number. You can give us a call, 338-3700. Tell us what you think. If there's a gadget that you wanted to work out, you thought it was the coolest thing ever, but it flopped, we can lament it together. It'll be fun. This is Team Awesome Morning Party.
Static?
Don't touch that dial. Listen to
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
It's time for your traffic reports. Woo! Yes. So far, no accidents are being reported throughout the area. However, Paseo del Norte inbound to Albuquerque is slowed down to about 30 miles per hour, as well as I-40 eastbound west of I-25, doing about 30 miles per hour due to the rush hour commute.
Yeah.
Drive carefully. Please do not show up on our map because you're an idiot texting and you ran into the guy in front of you.
Amen, man. Amen. Hey, man. I just spoke to my heart right there, man. Amen. I'm going to send that text to six of my friends right now.
As long as you're not driving.
I'm driving. I got a 4x4 out here. Just use it for mudding and whatnot. I like to drive around and show everybody how awesome I am. So I'm going to send that to my friends. They're going to know. Don't you text and drive.
Got a big diesel there?
Man, I got a diesel dually, man.
Did you do the smoke stacks out the back of
man,
the cab?
Man, I got that. I got mud flaps on it, man. I got like a Tasmanian devil dust guard down there in the floorboard. Freaking awesome, man. Dang, dude. I was like, check this out, man. I'm going to get this truck and everybody's going to think I'm super cool. So I did. I get dates all the time, man.
But you're not short.
Yeah, man. It's cool.
So what are you compensating for?
Well, I just like having... I'm a man's man, so that's why I have a truck. So everybody knows about it. You know. You know about it, right?
I think we all know about it now.
Okay. Hey, guys, it's Friday. We're having fun. This is Mateo and DJ Bossman Dan. Hey! Mr. Stebo is out for the day.
He went to Kansas.
He went to Metropolis, Kansas.
Yep. He is pike hunting.
Yes, he is. Also, our friend Ethan is in town.
Yes,
Ethan,
he is.
Ethan is a cool guy. Ethan is Freckleton. Ethan used to play drums in Reliant K. Before that, he played guitar in the OC Supertones. He played in Demon Hunter. Gosh, he's played in like, so he was in the Dingies long, long ago.
That boy gets around.
So he's been teching for Kings of Leon, right?
Mm-hmm.
And recently, what do you call him? Auxiliary guy. So the musician in the band that plays guitar, keys, and percussion.
Yeah.
He had to go home because his wife's having a baby. So Ethan, who has been teching, is now actually playing with Kings of Leon.
Awesome.
So it's freaking awesome.
That is.
His resume just went like boom. And he is playing in town tonight. So they're hanging out. They've been longtime friends, Steve-O and Chrissy and Ethan. They've known each other a long, long time. So they're all hanging out today.
Because Steve-O's old.
Steve-O is approximately 416 years old.
True story.
But I am older. I am 700,000 years old.
You are infinite.
We're infinite. Yes. And I will never die. That's my promise to you guys. It's Fun Friday. We're talking about gadget flops. That's our question of the day. If you've ever had a cool, like, you know, every day we hear about this new, cool, exciting thing that's coming out, and it's going to change the world, and everybody's going to love it. And then 6 months later,
it doesn't exist.
It's 99 cents because nobody bought it. The biggest example I can think of is the Zune, which was the big competition for the iPod back when I was in, like, college.
Do you remember the Sega Dreamcast?
Yes, great example. How many video game systems have they tried to, like, boom, this is going to change the game?
It's the PlayStation killer.
Not at all. Nope. Not at all. Okay.
Didn't happen.
That's what happened to Sega, though, because every system that Sega came out with post-Genesis just failed.
Yep.
You had Sega CD... You had Dreamcast, you had...
Sega Saturn!
Yes! Oh, man. And then Sega just got bought by Nintendo or something. I don't know. I don't even know it.
I don't know.
I just know that
now... They just make games now.
Yeah, Sonic and Mario are in the same camp, and it feels wrong!
I always liked Sonic more.
Well, Tails was always
But I never... Game. My brother was always Tails.
Really?
I was always Sonic.
Ah.
Except for when I could be Knuckles.
Knuckles.
Because I like the villains.
Sonic 3.
I always like the villains. I like Megatron more than Optimus.
Man, are we friends? How are you always liking the villains?
I don't know.
Oh, my gosh. Well, anyway, so question of the day has been posted. Gadget flops. Was there a gadget that you wanted to happen and it did not?
Facebook.com/myaestheticradio.
That's right. Or you could even give us a call. 505-338-3700. Doug will answer the phone. What?
3700.
And we have an email, studio at mystaticradio.com. So I guess we should head on out. We'll be back in just a moment after these happies. This is Team Awesome Morning Party.
Static.
Get ready for a jolt. Ready?
Wake up!
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Wake up!
On Static Radio.
Oh, and here comes trouble. Here comes trouble.
Careful traffic.
Well, it's still congested all throughout Albuquerque as people are headed to work. Looks about the same as it did last time, about 30, 20 miles per hour. I-40 eastbound headed into Albuquerque, as well as Paseo del Norte headed into the construction zone that spells doom for all commuters.
Doom.
No accidents to report. That is your traffic.
That's your look at traffic. Traffic this morning brought to you by Solomon's Porch. 4001 Osuna Road here in the Albuquerque area. It's a cool little cafe, coffee, pastries, good things. They help us out here at Static Radio.
They have these cinnamon rolls that are phenomenal.
They are the phenomenal. They call them the phenomenal.
They are magnanimous.
Too early.
Too early.
Don't you ever come into this show and say magnanimous again.
Big words in the morning.
You save that for Theology Thursday. Anyway, you can give them a call, 338 3669 over at SoPo. Go by and see him. Say hello to our boy Michael, who is just the coolest. Am I right?
He made my coffee.
He made your coffee and it was wonderful.
It was delicious.
Mm.
I had to suck the cream off the ice.
Yeah? How'd that work out?
It was alright.
It was alright?
It was a little weird, so I stopped doing it.
But of course it was weird. You know, the other night, Five Iron Frenzy played a fantastic show, from what I hear, at the Lobo.
I heard that too.
You weren't there.
I was not there.
I wasn't there. Doug, did you go to that show? Doug did not go. He was busy. His wife is about to have a baby. But I'll tell you who was there. Sweet Michelle. Mitch from Middays, and she had a blast.
She did.
A blasty blast. Let's see, who all played? It was Archibald, it was Echoing Green, got back together for a show, and then...
And Five Iron.
Five Iron played. To me, that just sounds like a really cool thing.
I was told Echoing Green would play Safety Dance, but I don't know if they did.
Safety Dance? Like,
Safety Dance.
Like,
it's Safety Dance. Yeah. S-S-S-S-A-A-A-F-F.
We're going to quit talking about it.
They did a cover of that song.
Wow. That's cool.
It is cool.
I never really listened to Echoing Green, and that's why I'm so bummed that I didn't get to see him.
Strangely enough, I listened to Echoing Green when I was like 12.
Really?
So then when it was like, hey, yeah, my wife's in Echoing Green, I'm like, what?
It's pretty cool.
It is cool.
It is cool, and it's neat how all those guys just know each other. It was like a huge nostalgic reunion.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of nostalgia, we're talking about gadgets that have flopped. All right, now what I want you to do, we got a couple of posts here on Facebook.
We
I want
do.
You to read them to me.
Okay, David says, the Zune was actually pretty cool. Way better than a iPod, in my opinion. Mine was one of the smaller ones until I washed it. So, for starters...
Correct him.
Grammar.
Ooh.
If you have an A before a word that starts with a vowel, it's always an an.
Tell him.
So, way better than an iPod, which is also a lie.
Yeah, I don't
as
agree.
As proven by history.
What's the other comment?
Mike says, laser discs and laser disc players.
Ooh.
Stumbled across a collection of these at an estate sale a couple of years ago. Probably 200 movies.
Yeah.
That was the second person I've ever heard of that owned this format. I don't even remember laser discs.
I do.
I mean, a DVD is a laser disc.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay, because when I pictured a laser disc in my little mind, which is still small, but in my young, nubile brain, I pictured a laser disc as about the size of a CD, because that's what I had
on
to
the,
go
and
off
a CD
of.
Is a laser disc.
Right. But then, did you ever see an actual laser disc?
No.
They looked like vinyl records. They were huge.
They're just big CDs?
They were huge and cumbersome, and no wonder they didn't take off. I had like two friends that had laser disc players.
I wonder if they didn't take off, or whether it's just like... a smaller format, because you had like the big floppy disks,
yeah,
and then they shrunk them to the 3.5-inch floppy disks, but they're both floppy disks.
Well, they called it a floppy disk, but it was hard.
Oh, you remember zip drives?
Yes,
Those did not take off.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because the USB flash drive came out.
That's true. And then we just had like zip files.
Yep.
Oh my gosh. So many things. We want to know what you thought, or what you think. Was there ever an invention that you thought was just going to be the greatest thing ever? Here's another one. What about the Segway?
Yeah.
The Segway was supposed to be
those
like,
things are only good for fail videos now.
The sad irony of the Segway was the guy that created them ended up driving a Segway off of a mountain and dying. That's not an urban legend. That actually happened.
That is so ironic.
Yeah, that sucks. But I remember reading in Popular Science magazine, because I had a subscription to Popular Science magazine when I was a teenager. I know, Doug. So cool. Every day, just the coolest. Every day, I'm hustling. But anyway, I remember reading about the next big it thing, mm-hmm. and the Segway was what was supposed to be.
They're so dorky. Like, yeah. Things have to be cool to take off.
Agree. They have to be unique. They have to solve some sort of problem that we never knew we had.
I think that's why Apple succeeds so much, is because they make their product look cool.
Yeah.
Like, whether it was or not, whether the iPod was really cool or not, they made it look cool.
Mm-hmm.
And people wanted it. You know another one that flopped? The mini disc.
Yes. Mini disc.
Mini discs bombed.
Hang on, Doug. I'm bringing you up in the thing.
I had a band teacher who was like religious and mean about mini discs.
Doug, are you there?
Yeah, I had a mini disc player.
Tell us your experience.
I hated its guts.
Why?
I don't know. I only bought one because I was short a couple $100 on an iPod at the time, because I was like 14. So I was like, oh, this is cool, because I was into burning CDs at the time. So I was like, oh, I can just, like, this is like a triple CD.
Right.
I had the Sony one, and it would freeze all the time, and you couldn't eject it, the disc.
Ugh.
And it would, like, putting songs on it was a pain. It took just as long as burning a CD.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Terrible.
What about Google Plus?
I've got a Google Plus.
Yeah, because Google makes everybody get a Google Plus.
Yeah, they did.
I thought it was going to take down Facebook. I actually like the format better, but nobody's on Google Plus.
It's true.
It doesn't make sense to me.
It doesn't. It seems like it's just a worthless. It's almost as worthless as LinkedIn.
Yeah.
Now I know that. I guess there's professional people that use LinkedIn.
Yeah, I guess pros use LinkedIn.
The most I've ever used LinkedIn is like just getting an email from LinkedIn.
Yep. I had a LinkedIn for a while, and then I was like, I don't really want to be on here.
Right.
I'll just send my resume to places.
Ugh. It just sounds pointless. Doug, LinkedIn?
No.
No.
Or HitClips.
I don't even know what HitClips is.
In the 90s, you could buy the little tiny, they're like little squares, and they came with like 30 seconds of a song.
Yeah.
And you could like put them in your little thing and play them. It's like, I think it was more for girls for, yeah.
And you had one.
My sister had one.
You totally had one.
No, I didn't.
Yes? No. Okay.
Whenever Doug says his sister had something, it's his alter ego.
I don't know, man. I don't know about his sister. I took you away. Hang on.
I don't think she exists.
Bring it, defend
yourself. I just said you don't want to know about my alter ego. She's cute.
I'm taking you away.
You just said your sister's cute.
No, he said his alter ego was cute. It's a different thing. So listen, I want you guys to go to our Facebook and comment on this thing. We've got a couple of comments, but I need more conversation. I'm going to give you another example so your brain will get jogged or something and you people will answer us. Because nobody. Okay, Microsoft Surface.
Surface. That's their tablet.
Tell me about this
thing. That's their tablet. Well, the biggest problem, I mean, the Surface debacle is huge, right? Because you got Windows 8 in there,
Ugh.
And people hate Windows 8.
Yes.
And then they released two versions of Surface, one that ran Windows 8 for ARM processors, mm-hmm. so there's like different languages processors speak, and the ARM architecture is what like all your smart devices, like iPads and iPhones, speak.
Yeah.
But there's like no software for that for Windows. So there was the Surface RT, which was the ARM version that you couldn't actually run any software on. And then there was the really expensive Surface version that ran the x86 architecture, which is where you can run like normal programs on.
Yeah.
And they're still trying to make that one. They released like their third model of it.
Still trying to make it happen.
Still trying to make it happen.
And this is because of Iron Man. This is because Iron Man came out and it was like he's messing with the table mm-hmm. or whatever. And he's like, shh, shh. And then I want the day to happen to where I can have stuff on a table and I can throw it over to a computer that's upright. And then it's like, hey, here it is.
Yep.
It seems like it can be that far away. We were just talking with Stever. It seems like you have a movie that comes out, and a lot of this is from Star Trek.
Mm-hmm.
But a movie will come out, and then within a number of years, there it is, in reality.
What's really crazy is a lot of this stuff does exist right now. It's just simplifying it and making it consumerable.
Now, does this exist like we have a Hollow Mountain with missiles exist, or is this like there's a car out in the parking lot that we rode in exist?
the Hollow Mountain's like conspiracy theory stuff, and who knows what actually exists? Because supposedly, like, the military industry development cycle is like 2 decades ahead of the consumer cycle. That's what you hear.
So you're telling me that somewhere there is a computer, there's a surface where they can throw up little files and pictures and whatnot, and then they can literally just swipe it over to another computer.
Yeah, and like there's an element of that technology in a lot of people's homes now, and that's like the Microsoft Kinect thing for Xbox 360.
Okay.
It like paid, or I guess Xbox One 2 now. Ooh. But it senses you, your body heat with IR, and can like pay attention to your face motions and your gestures.
What?
And it inputs your action.
Okay.
And it's just a small leap from there to getting things to like Minority Report.
It's blowing my mind.
It's all there.
It would be really cool. Doug, do we have a phone call?
There's tactile touch screens.
Yeah.
That means like you can put like a texture on your screen and then you can feel it. And it's just like magnetic response to the electricity on your skin.
I don't know if I trust that.
It's cool stuff.
Cool stuff. Cool technology. And yet, we don't have hoverboards.
Nope.
And we don't have teleporters.
Or hover shoes.
Or iPhones with longer lasting battery life.
iPhone 6 is decent.
I've heard that it's not. In fact, when we come back in just a minute, we're going to go over a list that Doug gave me. It's 8 major defects of the iPhone 6.
Oh, fun.
Bendgate. We're in the middle of Bendgate right now.
That's right.
Bendgate sounds like Colgate. Colgate is a toothpaste.
Or if you don't say it well, it sounds like Bengay.
Which is...
The cream.
The cream.
It's a cream.
That's like a muscle cream, am
I think
right?
So.
Ugh.
I've never been gay.
Well, okay. Simply stated, that's what you can find here on Team Awesome Morning Party. Say static.
Static!
Casting of the Disturbed continue.
Time for more from Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Enjoy the show.
Well, there's still pretty much no traffic in Albuquerque. Everything is flowing through the valley smoothly. The map is showing green in all places. So let's talk about Seattle's traffic,
no.
Right?
Okay.
Hey, you know, Seattle's map has all these traffic cams on it, so you can actually look at the traffic, which is pretty cool. Look at it! It's cool!
Look, I get that you miss your family, but we can't disrupt the ABQ area traffic.
But there is no traffic. There's nothing to report on.
Tell them about the construction!
They all know about the construction.
Just tell them.
Paseo del Norte is under construction.
Yes.
There are multiple closures in the area, including the frontage roads and Paseo del Norte, both directions at I-25.
And are they closed or are they reduced?
They are closed overnight from 7 p.m. to 6 a.m.
But right now...
Most of the day, they're reduced to one lane.
Right, which is good.
Because it still kind of flows. Hey, Mitch!
Hey!
We're doing Seattle traffic.
Oh, good.
Everybody's on their way to Starbucks.
Mitch.
And so things are congested.
That. There's a map in today's informational sheet that tells us how many Starbucks are in each state.
You know, that wouldn't be a terrible segue.
Well, right now we're going to talk about iPhone defects.
Fine, iPhone defects.
Because we're talking about technology. But before we move on, traffic's brought to you by Solomon's Porch.
4001 Osuna Road.
Northeast.
Cul-de-sac.
Northeast. It's here on the Calvary campus, and we have lots of friends that work over there. They're cool people. And Mitch also has friends.
I have a few of those.
You have a few friends.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Here we go.
Good morning.
So you brought up an interesting point a while ago when you said we were talking about gadgets that didn't really catch on.
Yes.
And you had one. You had an interesting one that I wanted you to talk about because I wasn't really sure what it was until you explained it to me.
QR codes?
QR codes. What is that? Tell the people.
Those are those things where they're little squares, and they look like, you know, when you go to the doctor's office and they're like, what does this look like?
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, it looks like lips, but it's really just...
You're talking about ink blots?
Wait, are you getting mixed up right now?
QR codes. Yes, ink blots. Yes.
Ink blots don't look like QR codes.
They look like QR codes.
Okay.
So you scan them, and then whenever you scan them on a phone...
It's a little square with a bunch of dots.
Sometimes.
So what happens when you scan a QR
code? Scan them, then it takes you to a random website or something.
And it makes sense that people would have thought that was going to catch on.
Yeah, except that it's so difficult.
Yeah, a V card.
Okay. What is that, Daniel?
That's your little contact card for your phone.
Okay, I was going somewhere else.
So you can scan it, and then it loads it into your phone.
Oh, I see.
Okay, except that QR codes are so difficult to scan.
They are. You have to get an app to do it.
And then you have to like find the little line. It's like, okay, scan. Oh, this one's not big enough. Get a little closer. Mm-hmm. Okay, no, back up a little bit. It's got to be, you know, it's not focusing. So they're really, really difficult. QR codes are a complete fail, but for some reason, big businesses still try to implement them.
I
don't understand why.
I think if the various smartphone OS developers had built the QR code scanner into the software so you didn't have to get an app,
it'd be better.
It would have taken off.
But maybe they knew that
it's super convenient. It could be.
Is it convenient?
It would be if you just had to like gloop.
Yeah, well, it seems like the iPhone 6 supposedly with the new iMarket, iPay or whatever.
Apple Pay.
Supposedly, that's going to be like
QR codes.
Yeah, well, and it reminded me of QR codes on the video, but I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen.
So wait,
I can't predict the future.
You said there are defects of the iPhone 6?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so we need to talk about this. Doug got me a list of iPhone 6, major defects of the iPhone 6. Doug, is this a legitimate list? He says it is.
He is nodding his head.
Let's talk about it.
The iPhone 6 defects. There are none.
Talk about an iFail. Less than a week after the release of the iPhone and the iPhone 6 Plus, which is about as big as a Trapper Keeper, several users have already posted incriminating photos showing that the phone totally bends when put in certain pockets.
Yes,
certain pockets. Turns out there are a few more defects Apple didn't notice. Are you ready for this, Daniel?
I'm ready.
Number one, flawed fingerprint sensor. Many iPhone owners have complained in forums about the Touch ID fingerprint sensor periodically identifying them as a television personality, Mark Summers, and then incessantly badgering them for an autograph. Have you had this problem?
I don't have an iPhone 6.
I have one question to ask this thing. What would you do? Did he host What Would You Do? No, that was Summer.
I'd just give him the autograph.
That was the Summer girl. Number two, a cup holder is the wrong shape for most cups.
Mm.
When crowds lined up to be the first owners of the iPhone 6, they definitely weren't expecting it to have a cup holder that can't even hold a glass of water.
A cup holder? Backtrack. What?
This is one bug that the geniuses at Apple are going to have to answer for, if you ask me.
The cup holder is the wrong size, especially on the 6 Plus.
I-C-U-P. iCup. Everybody knows it.
I have no idea what you guys are talking
Number
about.
Number three, Siri tells people you kidnapped her. Several angry customers have noted that when they're in public with their iPhone 6, Siri will abruptly start screaming to people around you that you kidnapped her and begging them to call the police.
This is obviously legit.
This is real.
Mm-hmm.
My Siri is a British woman.
I know.
And when she starts screaming, everybody instinctively believes her because she's British.
Yeah,
and she sounds more sophisticated.
Yeah, and obviously she's right.
She is right.
You know, I believe it too.
She's always right. I'm sorry I kidnapped you, Siri.
I'm not sorry.
Number four, personalization issue. Due to a factory goof, every iPhone 6 and iPhone 6 Plus has "For David, Love Mom" engraved on it.
That's true.
Guys, it looks like we have a phone call. I want to see what's going on.
Yeah, let's check this out.
Hello?
Hey. Still waiting on hold.
Who dis?
No, you're on the air.
Oh, I'm on now. Okay, this is Jordan.
Jordan, what's up?
I was going to tell you guys the real reason why QR codes failed.
Oh, please tell us, because Mitch, she was kind of confusing in her
She thought they're ink blots.
No, I said they resemble ink blots.
So, yeah, okay, so they may be difficult to scan and all that, but that's not why. The real reason why is because people were using them to distribute malicious code and viruses because you can't tell what you're clicking on. How do you know what you're going to? You're just going to scan something and go to a random web page that somebody else set up.
That's
and
a good point.
It basically was downloading directly to viruses and that kind of stuff. And so they declared it a big security no-no and everybody dropped it.
That makes sense. I never downloaded any crazy viruses. However, I did get a bunch of really boring websites, so I just stopped using QR codes because I was like, it's probably something boring.
Yep, that's the real reason why they died.
That's the real reason. Thank you, Jordan.
I'm so glad that I know now.
Something like 98% of mobile malware is for Android.
Interesting. Doug.
We would have to talk to an Android user to know about that, wouldn't we?
But we wouldn't do that. Let's not talk to Android users.
Somebody threatened me. Actually, on Facebook,
yep.
we have a few more responses.
We got a meanie weenie.
We're talking about gadget flops. Failed. Gadget fail. And Christian. Actually, this is Christian who we're going up in the hot air balloon with tomorrow morning. We still need a chase crew. For more information, email studio@mystaticradio.com. We'll get back with you. But what did Christian have to say on Facebook?
Christian says, I thought Google Plus was cool.
Mm. Yeah.
Emphasis on the was.
Was.
Either no one uses it or no one likes me.
Do you remember Path?
Probably the latter.
I don't remember Path.
Mateo, make sure to bring your iPhone tomorrow so I can drop it out of the balloon. And then he speaks some blasphemies.
Ooh.
He says Android's better.
No!
He curses against God himself here.
No.
That's not
Apple's
true.
Apple's not.
God, that's...
What? Read some more comments.
You're wrong. I'm sorry.
Michael says, we already talked about Michael. Victor says the Xbox One, even the name is stupid. It's the size of a VCR. I can't say that. Never mind.
Keep going.
Leonard says the R-Zone. The R-Zone was a handheld game console.
And you wore that thing on your head.
You wore that thing on your head. Now, what's interesting is like this is coming back with a thing called Oculus Rift.
What?
It's this little headset.
Oculus, it's eyes.
It's a VR.
Oculus Rift.
It's a VR unit. It's for virtual reality.
Man, wow. That virtual reality is real cool, y'all.
Yep.
As soon as I get a virtual reality, I'm going to go down to the gas station. I'm going to get me like a soft drink. And then I'm going to just drink it virtual.
Jesse says HD DVD was supposed to win, but I guess Blu-ray is probably going to disappear eventually with digital downloads and streaming. I totally own one of those HD DVD players for Xbox 360 collecting dust.
Yeah. Mm.
You know what, though? Here's why I don't think Blu-ray is going to disappear.
Why not?
Because America doesn't have the bandwidth for it.
Ooh.
So everything is
glad
jumping.
I bought one then.
Everything is jumping to 4K resolution, and it's four times the size of HD, which means your files are that much bigger. They're hard to stream.
I don't know what you just said, but I believe you.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
I'm so glad I bought a Blu-ray.
Think of how
player.
Hard it is to stream HD video on YouTube most of the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
right?
Really
even
choppy.
With our super advanced computer system here at the studio.
Yes, indeed.
It's ridiculous. Daniel, if you had a British accent, I would literally, I would literally believe everything you
literally?
Said.
Literally?
You guys don't even watch that show.
I do.
Good
literally?
Job, Matt.
I've seen all of that show.
Wait, are you talking about Parks and
Parks and Recreation?
I know what that show is.
She doesn't know.
But you don't watch it.
Not. I haven't seen
so
every
you don't know
episode.
What it means when Chris Traeger says literally.
It's just something he does all the time. That's all I know about him.
Man, our boy Leonard is posting tons of stuff. What else?
Oh,
he
Leonard talks about the Diamond Rio MP3 player, which was, he says it was ahead of its time and killed by the iPod, one of the many casualties.
Mm. What constitutes a fail, like a technology fail? Why? What makes that?
Here, I'll give you a recent example. We talked about this a little bit ago.
Well, like I have something that I think might be a fail, but I loved it as a child.
So what? The Amazon Fire. It's a competitor to the iPhone. It came out in June this year. Starting price was $200, 2-year contract. Now it's 99 cents. It's September. And this came out in June. That constitutes a technology fail.
Okay, so mine isn't really a technology fail. It was just the coolest thing of its time. The Tamagotchi.
Oh.
We have different definitions of cool yet again.
Let's just
I
go
washed
back to
mine
this
in the
player.
Washer, but now you can play all those games on your phone.
You totally
so it kind
can.
Of is a fail.
Did you guys hear me give Nintendo app gold yesterday?
No.
Okay. So picture your iPhone 6 or your iPhone 6 Plus. This is very difficult turning to both of
back
them.
Back and forth.
Don't worry about it. I'm
trying not
I don't
to keep
know
my
how,
back to one of you.
I don't know how
Steve-O
does it. Yep,
anyway,
okay.
So you have your iPhone. This could work. You have your iPhone 6 or your 6 Plus, which is a larger screen. And I guess if Android Market wants to get on it, they can do something. I don't know, Doug. I don't know if there's enough time. But anyway, you turn your phone sideways, and it becomes a virtual Nintendo controller.
Oh, yeah.
So your directional pad pops up on the left, and then your A, B, whatever, comes up on the right. And then in the middle is your screen, and you could totally play classic NES games.
So that's really
like,
cool.
That happens a lot. And with some games on iOS, if you have an Apple TV, you can turn your phone into your controller and play the game on your Apple TV.
Doug,
that's
what
cool,
that
except
say?
What I don't like about it becoming the remote control is that you, I know the buttons are there and I know all the little
You need tactile feedback.
I can't feel it.
I tried playing Sonic. I was super excited when Sonic came out for iOS and I couldn't play it because I couldn't feel the buttons.
It's like I would be really good at DDR if I could feel the arrows, but since I can't, I'm like stomping on beat of the DDR arrows, but I can't feel them. I'm like all of a sudden I'm way off the DDR, Matt. Never mind. I really went somewhere where you didn't. Matt, stop judging me.
DDR. That's Dance Revolution. For those of you out there listening. And that's the depths to which Mitch has gone.
For those of you who have lives and don't know what that is.
Yeah, it's a video game.
Unfortunately, most people know about
it. I tried DDR. I don't have the ability.
I love DDR.
I just don't have it. What is it, Daniel?
Sorry.
What are you
I'm excited
about?
For later.
He's excited for later.
And I saw her something.
You saw her something over there?
I saw her something.
He saw her something right there. Well, anyway, I guess we need to head out. We'll be back in a minute with more Team Awesome Morning Party.
Yeah. Static.
3, 2, 1. Welcome back.
Now back to Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Well, the good news is there's finally something to report.
Yeah?
I guess it's kind of bad
That's
news,
not
too,
good
though.
News.
It's bad for everybody involved, but
Mitch,
it's.
This guy over here.
It's good
you
for
You can't
me.
Be excited about reporting
I
something like
that. I have something to talk about.
All right, tell the people what's going on.
There has been an accident at Osuna Road and Edith Boulevard Northeast. And that is all the information that is actually available there.
Okay, so.
I imagine it is horrifically congested through there because right now, Osuna and 2nd takes all the Paseo traffic.
Very true.
It is a nightmare getting to work in the morning.
It is.
And now
except
for them
you,
it's worse.
Except if you come super early in
right,
the morning.
There was like no traffic today.
Yeah. We got in the car. I rode with Daniel this morning. Usually Steve-O's here. He's not here. He took the day off. And DJ Bossman Dan came in. And we were driving. And Daniel was like, man, this is awesome. I didn't even think about
it. Oh, yeah. Because you usually, okay, yeah. Sucks,
yeah.
huh?
Yeah. Steve-O is off today. He is off corn husking in Nebraska.
Yeah, he's doing a good job, though, from what we hear.
It's really interesting that that's what he chose to do with his time off.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, everybody's got their thing.
To each his own.
To each his own. All right, traffic is brought to you today by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road here in the ABQ for all your pastry, coffee, cool
breakfast
things.
Burrito.
Yeah, nice. And they also have great lunch items. Mitch, tell them about the lunch items.
The lunch items vary from sandwiches to salads. There are chips and drinks and so much more. Go check it out or give them a call and just have a conversation with them.
I like that. Call Michael.
Michael or Anastasia.
Michael.
No, hey. don't call Anastasia.
Ian.
No, call it. You need to let go of that. You need to let go.
Call Michael or Anastasia or
Mitch,
Ian.
Mitch, sing Let It Go.
Let it go. Let it go.
See?
I'm done.
She told you what to do.
I thought the door just opened.
Take a note from Elsa and let it go.
Booyah.
I can't hold it back no more.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
He knows the words. We've got to get out of
here. I have two daughters. Okay. Of course I know the words.
Guys, we've got some kind of spooky stuff to report
in
local
no.
news. And I think our buddies over at The Edge have already covered this. Doug was like, hey, The Edge already talked about it. But we're going to talk about it too. Española, New Mexico.
Española.
Española.
That's where Lainey's from. Go on.
Really? Mm-hmm. Surveillance video recently taken at the Española police station is a bit freaky.
Dun, dun.
That's right. On Saturday, Officer Carl Romero was keeping an eye on surveillance cameras around the station when he spotted something.
Something.
In the Sally Port. A Sally Port is a controlled gate or passage in a fortified place. I learned something today.
Mm-hmm.
Romero said what he saw looked like a ghost walking across the lot right through cages and a gate. He reported it to supervisors. Detectives said there's no way in or out of the secured area without the gates opening and an alarm sounding. Police say they hear strange noises and see unexplained images in the lobby of the building, too. Action 7 News asked Detective Solomon Romero if he thought the image was a ghost. And he said, I do believe in ghosts. I don't know what exactly was on the video, but we've had some unsolved murders in the area.
Oof.
Police said as far as they know, the building's not on a burial ground and no inmates have ever died at the police station. But
I like how that's where they go with it.
Yeah.
It's not on an ancient burial ground.
Well,
so.
here's the thing. When I was younger, everything was on an Indian burial ground.
Yeah.
It's like, mm-hmm. It's on an Indian burial ground, so it's haunted. And there's evil spirits and stuff going on over there. And you're like, wait. What?
What?
So here's what I think.
My house is built on an Indian burial ground?
Bear ground?
Bear ground?
Bear?
On a bear ground?
It's a barrel?
Dang, dude!
It's a bear.
What are you saying?
I'm thinking, because I've watched a lot of YouTube. Okay. I've spent some time in the weird parts of YouTube. There's all these videos for, like, Disneyland where there's ghosts walking around and doing creepy stuff. And there's a lot of videos debunking them with different ideas on what caused it.
Right.
A lot of the time, these things where there's somebody, like, walking through solid objects and they kind of look like a shadow, it's like somebody walking down the street and a reflection of a reflection on, like, the ball of the camera.
And this is definitely one of... They showed the camera on the news.
They showed the camera, and it has the ball.
Yeah.
And it's really... I don't get this. iPhones, even Androids, have decent cameras.
We don't know.
But they have these great cameras that are... itty bitty and fit in a 7mm frame on it on a friggin' smartphone.
Yeah, but they can't
and yet we
get,
can't get a decent security camera
what
anywhere.
What is up with that? It's just you don't even get frames.
You get horrible blurry frames.
Ooh,
and they're never in color.
It looks worse.
They're
than
never
our
in color.
No, nothing looks worse than that webcam. Trust me. Sometimes I like to watch you guys when y'all don't know. It's terrible.
Oh. Mm.
It's terrible.
Mm.
And awkwardly placed.
Awkwardly placed. Everybody knows it.
But we watched that video of the ghost car chase.
Oh, yeah. So Daniel showed us this other video, since we're on ghost stories, of a police chase. And it freaked me and Mitch out because on the video, a car just drives through a chain link fence.
Like,
and then
no big deal.
Nothing. There's no damage.
Yeah, the cop car has to stop at the solid, intact chain link fence while you see the taillights speeding off on the other side.
Ghost car.
Freaky.
Unless it's some super advanced criminal organization that has like a...
It kind of looked like a 90s Caprice or something.
Illuminati.
That's what I would hide it in, too. You've seen Men in Black.
That's right. That's right.
That's right. So all morning, we've been talking about gadget fails. And we have... Do we have any more Facebook comments? Anybody else throwing in
somebody decided to rant about Android versus iOS.
I'd love to hear it.
Would you really?
Yes, I would.
He says, Apple stuff! I can install any software I want on my Android DOS emulator for playing old games.
Okay.
Question mark.
Question?
I can do that. SNES and Game Boy emulators?
Okay.
It is allowed. Good luck with that on Apple. The reason? Using an emulator... Apple does not get a cut of the game since they are free. Apple loves money so much that they take away user freedom. And then he continues to say, oh,
there's another one.
I did notice that Apple decided to allow users the choice to replace the default on-screen keyboard. Android has only had that for 6 years. Welcome to 2008. Apple!
That's good. I feel like you and... Who is that? That's Kevin. I feel like you and Kevin should have a shouting match in the skate park. Or maybe a foot race. Could we organize a foot race?
Yes, we can.
Out there on the grassy knoll?
That might be good.
That would be great.
I'd like that.
I was just following the question marks and exclamation points.
Speaking of following, right, tomorrow Burgundy. Morning, Steve-O and I need a chase crew.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
I'm on that. We're going on a hot air balloon ride. I've never been on one. Mitch, have you been on one?
No, I haven't. Are you so excited?
I am excited.
Here's to hoping I get asked to also go on the balloon ride.
Well, but anyway, we're going to go at 6:30 in the morning. It's going to be a lot of fun. And Steve-O is scared. He's been sweating a lot lately.
That's
why
he took
the day off. He's been on a balloon ride before, and it went poorly.
It went poorly. I hope that this one goes great, naturally. Yeah. I think it will. Mm-hmm. Because I know the people that are in charge of it are super pro.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Totally.
I met them, and they're great folks. And our boy Christian and his wife Sarah, and I think their kid, it's his birthday or something.
Yes, it is.
They're coming
birthday.
Along, and it's going to be a lot of fun. The reason this is all happening is because of the spring share-a-thon that we had last spring, and we've actually got another one of them things.
Hey,
it's
next week.
It's happening next
Wednesday.
Week. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, we are going to be broadcasting all day live, 6 a.m. to 7 p.m., so not literally all day, but at least 13
it
hours.
It feels like all day. This time next week, Friday next week, we will be so loopy that you will want to tune in.
Loop de loop.
Listen to us, yeah.
It's going
to
be great.
And we keep the webcam on the whole time.
Snoop-a-loop.
It's true. Static Radio is a nonprofit, listener-supported radio station, so that's why we're having these things, because we kind of need you to help us out just a little bit.
If you like Static, or if Static has touched your life, then you need to support Static. Otherwise, Static goes away.
That's true.
Truth.
And I don't want that, because I kind of like my job.
And, Mitch. Yes, I really like my job.
Daniel?
I'm a fan.
But
you're a fan.
That's why this whole balloon thing is happening, because we had some awesome people supporting us, and they got a balloon. balloon ride, which is happening tomorrow. And with that being said, don't we need a chase crew?
Yes, we do need a chase crew.
We need a chase crew.
Email us studio@mystaticradio.com. We'll give you more info if you want to be a part of that. We would love to have you along. I know
hey.
That much. Hey. Coming up, we got more great talk, adequate jokes, and wonderful music.
It's Fun Joke Friday. I have jokes
for you.
It's
Fun Joke Friday. Okay.
Ooh, I have jokes too.
We'll come back. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Party, and it'll be fun.
This is gonna be a real party, isn't it?
Ain't no party like a Team Awesome Morning Party, cause a Team Awesome Morning Party party don't stop.
This show is so clever.
Castle traffic.
Well, it just so happens to turn out that Albuquerque has roads, and with roads comes traffic.
Hey!
Interesting.
But there's still really nothing going on. The accident down at Osuna and Edith all cleaned up now.
Nice.
That was only an orange. It wasn't a red, so probably not a huge deal.
Okay.
And, yeah, everything else is flowing smoothly. Don't forget about that construction at Paseo and I-25.
Lots of it. A couple of frontage roads are reduced to one lane. One
closures
being...
overnight.
Yeah. Yeah, they are closed overnight.
They are closed overnight.
It's a mess.
7 p.m. to 6 a.m. is usually when they shut that area down.
It's true. And then I think a little south of the city, there's a roadway reduced to two lanes. It's Rio Bravo Boulevard and Isleta.
Isleta.
I remember that because I hate that one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's why.
Mm-hmm.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Drive Avenue.
Northeast.
Here.
It's just a road. It's just a road. Just
Osuna
a road.
Road. Osuna Road Northeast here on the Calvary campus. Drive. You can go in there and say hello to our friend Michael. You can ask him about Coffeegate this morning, and he'll tell you all about it. Mitch, did we tell you about that?
No.
For a reason, we didn't tell you about
it. It was horrifying.
It was horrifying.
Coffee what?
Gate.
Coffeegate.
Oh, no.
It happened.
It happened, and it was terrifying.
I'm cool without knowing about it.
We tried to mop it under the rug, but...
Yeah, you get. We had to mop it because that's what you do with things. That you can't just sweep coffee. That would be no fun.
No, that would be terrible.
So,
terrible.
Doug informed me that for the past 2 weeks since I was gone, or at least the past two Fridays,
what did I do wrong?
You didn't do anything wrong. You never do anything wrong, Mitch.
Never do anything, Mitch.
I also don't lie. But you guys didn't do anything. And that is sad because you didn't do something that we try to do a lot here.
On Fridays?
Yes. What is that noise? That's crazy. What are you doing that for?
Just to be obnoxious.
Okay, no. So what did I miss?
We do a little segment that we like to call...
Yeah.
What did you miss?
Misconnections.
You missed the connections.
You did.
Are you ready?
Yeah. You want to read one?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do this.
I talked with you in line. You are older, but very gorgeous. You were a tree of life around your neck and had a nose ring. We talked about your past position, and I wore a blue shirt.
Mm.
Your eyes were amazing. If you get this, love to take you out for coffee or have dinner. Reply
like
to this email if you see it.
The saddest thing about these misconnections is we just don't know. We don't know if these people are ever going to get together.
They missed their
we
connection.
We may never know.
We didn't. Hey, here's one called... Do you like bald guys? Man for a woman, age 45 here in the Albuquerque area. I'm thinking about shaving my head. Is there a nice lady who wants to shave my head and talk me into it over drinks? I have all the equipment and a nice place to do it. We could have drinks at a bar, step out for an hour, and then come back with me bald as a billiard. If we had fun, you could shave my head regularly and make me stay bald. Or we could both be bald. I give a pretty good short haircut if you want one, Mitch.
Okay.
You'd be down for
are
that.
You bald
You've had
guy?
Really short hair.
Are you bald guy?
Am I bald?
You're not yet,
this
but I had to
wig.
Talk you into it.
I've never been shaved shiny bald before, but I think it would feel amazing. And yes. Oh, I can't read the rest of that. Oh, and here's why. He's got a little weirdness going on with this thing. And it's because his wife wants no part of this.
Oh, awkward.
Oh, no.
But it's her loss. To my female friends who suspect this is me, it is. Let's do this. We'll have fun, and it's not that weird. I just want to have too many drinks get drunk and let you shave my head.
Oh my God.
I can't wait. This is a man with priorities.
This is
a guy who knows what he wants. He's going to go get it at the detriment of everyone around him, and he doesn't care.
NBD, y'all.
NBD. That's a little terrifying, Mitch.
Oh my gosh.
It's weird that you're a bald guy.
Dang it.
Right.
Why do you know everything?
This next one comes from the West Side. Sonic from a lonely dude, age 43. I was just at a Sonic around 8:20. At the drive-thru, when I drove up, our eyes met, and we stared for a while. I would have made conversation, but my sister was with me. What did I order? Would like to take you on a date and get yo new you. I like to read them word for word. Because
word for word.
I feel like if you're just going to post a misconnection, you really got to check the spelling.
Oh, man, here's a good one.
But you got to be yourself.
You got to be yourself, Mitch.
I'm not asking them to not be themselves, just
you're
to be
asking
a
them
educated.
To learn how to spell.
I'm also asking
and that's
them
not
to
who
check
they are.
Themselves
yeah, that,
before they wreck themselves.
It's more difficult to be educated than to not be educated.
Okay.
Most people fight tooth and nail against the educational system, even when they're in school.
I agree. I know. I'm just saying.
You were really impressed about the snake being removed on the trail. Very beautiful, and the way you cheered was crazy nice. Tell me the trail name. I would love to find this woman, just to have lunch, smiley face. We'll give a reward, $100. Also, to anyone who can help me find her. Looking forward to hearing from you.
That's uncomfortable.
That one's called Snake on a Trail.
I once saw
Man
a snake
for
on
woman
a trail.
At Albuquerque. You did?
Guys.
Yeah, I was biking. Big ol' snake.
I wonder if anybody has ever written a misconnection about me.
I don't know.
We will never know.
Here's one. We could just search Craigslist for smurf-haired girl.
I found one that's about you. Job fair, Thursday, Hotel Cascada. Man for woman at Albuquerque. Is it Cascada?
Yeah, it's okay.
Tostada. I talked with you in line. You are older, but very gorgeous. You're so old, Mitch. You were a tree. You wore a tree of life around your neck and had a nose ring.
Did you write this to yourself?
She read it.
You wrote it to yourself?
She just read it.
She wrote it to herself, guys. The glory about misconnections is, every time we read them, they get a little more and more desperate.
I gotta read that one.
Okay,
ready?
Read that one. Yes. And go.
This one's called Dirty Bourbon.
Dirty Bourbon.
You know where the Dirty Bourbon is?
Dirty Bourbon.
It was a Thursday night. We were in the middle of the dance floor. The last of the three or four line dances had finished, and the band immediately played a great song. You turned, you looked at me, and reached out your hand. You told me I was a great dancer. I tried to find you later, but it was too packed. I would love to dance with you again. Please email me, letting me know what kind of shirt I was wearing.
Okay. Are you going to email him?
It wasn't me.
That was for you?
It wasn't me.
I have a sneaking suspicion that Mitch is behind all of these things.
I think she just makes them.
Doug, do you ever catch a common thread within these things? Maybe it's Mitch.
What if that's what I did with my time off?
Doug is agreeing.
Doug is
Stop
totally
it, Doug!
No.
And he's an Android user.
He's not an Android user. He is, though, and that's really sad.
It's true.
It's very sad. Guys, if you have any information about these misconnections, we'd love for you to email us, because I would love to know who these people are that are writing this stuff.
Tell us your own misconnections.
Yeah, if you have a misconnection, just send it to us. We'll try to help you out, especially if there's like a $100 reward going on.
Definitely.
I mean, I'm always down for that. I know you are too, Mr. Daniel.
Wait, what?
He's down for the reward.
Nothing, Mitch.
Don't worry about it.
I love how they put in those silly little like taglines, like "Tell me what shirt I was wearing."
Well, that's the only way you can do it. If you don't do it that way,
then it's a bunch of women.
It could be somebody else.
It's a bunch of women saying, "Tell me what shirt I was wearing." But guys, do not pay attention to that. Can you tell? Seriously, you would not be able to tell someone what shirt they were wearing.
Was the snake trail one? Tell me what shirt I was wearing. Or no, it was tell me what trail I was on.
That's a pretty specific.
Because I was like, if you're wearing a uniform. Pretty easy to guess.
That's true. Snake trail. If I ever met anybody on a snake trail.
Oh my gosh, did you read? They're going to give away a $100 reward to anyone.
That is, I know.
Where have you been?
I wasn't listening to that. I was thinking about something else.
Good, Mitch.
Flowers and unicorns.
Flowers and unicorns and whatnot.
And glitter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Yeah.
So let's check our Facebook. We'll see if anybody's answered our question of the day anymore.
That is amazing. Guys, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We have the question of the day posted. A bit earlier, we were talking about failed technology.
Yeah.
Technologic, we need to know, what are some cool things or things that you thought were cool within technology that just actually weren't?
So Manny says, I was the only one in my friend group that preferred iPod to Zune. Now I'm the only successful one in life.
Doug, he's successful and you're not going to be.
Successful.
We're trying to help you.
We're only trying to help you. And your child, your unborn child.
Mitch, don't talk about his unborn child. That's really weird.
Tabitha.
Says, I'm going to date myself.
Oh.
Oh.
It keeps on going, though.
Oh.
Okay, good.
That's two
here,
different things.
But as a kid, I thought beta tapes were so cool.
Mm.
Well, Tabitha.
It's Tabitha.
Beta tapes are still in use in many broadcast television stations.
It's true.
No, I didn't know that. And this is for real information. You told us this the other
day. Yeah, I used to work in television.
Well, tell Tabitha what's that all about?
They use beta tapes because beta was actually far superior to VHS.
Mm-hmm.
VHS just won out because it got support from a very large industry.
That sounds dumb to me.
Yes.
I wish this station would get support from a very large industry.
You don't want that
industry.
If
you are a very large industry, please contact us. studio@mystaticradio.com.
Just one representative.
The entire industry is going to email
us. We want one representative.
Just one.
From the industry.
Oh,
okay.
We got an activity light.
No.
Where'd it go?
Don't trust the
activity. I tried to reload
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. Trust them.
But what you should worry about is what people are saying on Facebook about failed technology.
Yeah. And that question of the day is going to be up
all dang day.
And you guys can participate as much as you want. We got the weekend coming up. It's going to be a long weekend.
You can talk about it all weekend long.
You can talk about it all
if you want, but I wouldn't suggest it. It's just kind of tiring after a day.
Here's the deal, everybody.
Yeah, what's up?
I want to talk to Doug. Doug, if you would prod up your mic, please.
Dougie Fresh, what's going on?
I want to talk to him about something that happened in his life last night.
Oh, no. Is he okay?
He's okay.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, Doug.
What's up?
Hey.
We need to talk about how you feel now that one of your favorite people is officially gone.
Oh.
Talk about it.
Well, waking up was a little hard this morning.
Why is that?
Because I just didn't know if I had a reason to live anymore.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was a little bit hard. Today the grass isn't as green, the sky's not as blue. And, you know, just hurts.
So tell everybody what happened.
Derek Jeter played his final game at Yankee Stadium last night. His final game at shortstop.
Continue.
He had the walk-off hit in a crazy game.
Yeah.
He went out in class style.
Doug, I saw you tweet so much stuff about this.
I know.
You can barely talk about it.
Well, because I did tweet a lot. And I had to apologize later for everyone that hates sports that follows me on Twitter because I just blew up their timeline. But there were 1.8 billion tweets with Derek Jeter's name in them last night.
Wow.
So hashtag captain, right?
Hashtag respect. Hashtag thank you, captain.
Mm. It's not respect. It's R-E-2 pecked.
Yeah, because he's the number two, but still respect.
That's what that means.
Mitch. Derek Jeter has gone on to much more important things like modeling and colognes.
Mm. He's getting married finally.
He's getting married.
That's good news.
After years of dating every supermodel and actress there is in Hollywood.
So would you say he's your hero?
I wouldn't say there's enough meaning to that word, hero.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's bigger than that.
What is he?
Wow.
Legend?
I'd say legend. I'd say the reason
like
I woke
Hercules?
Up every year
is he like the modern day Babe
years.
Ruth?
He's a demigod.
Not the Babe Ruth. He's I would say Joe DiMaggio, but it's for reasons that would bore everybody.
Gotcha.
Yeah, you're going to just have to say that because I don't know anything about
him. Yeah, he was married to Marilyn Monroe. Joe DiMaggio was.
Oh, I thought you meant Derek Jeter. Was he a time traveler too? What else was he?
He probably was. He invented Earth.
He invented Earth?
No, not Earth. He invented the United States of America.
Doug, we're going to have to talk about your priorities.
He's the best American ever.
George
Washington. Then you've got Martin Luther King.
Yeah.
Abe Lincoln.
Okay.
David Hasselhoff. Derek Jeter.
Wait, he's after David
Hasselhoff? German.
No, they're just all together.
Oh.
They're just all together. You can't rank them.
Speaking of David Hasselhoff, yesterday he put out a statement that said, Justin Bieber is an all right guy. You met him.
Mitch.
So now you love the Hoff.
No, I just was confused.
Right?
No. Because I'm not cool with Justin right now. Justin needs to get his life together.
Oh. Guys, we're trying to talk about Derek Jeter and Doug's problems and his feelings, and you're bringing in Bieber.
I am helping him out by this.
You're talking about Justin Bieber, and that doesn't help anyone.
We're just moving on with life. I'm helping him move on.
Speaking of moving on, everybody, I think it's about that time. We've learned a lot today. We've had a lot of fun.
I haven't been here long enough to learn anything.
You learned so much that you're never going to be the same. Your brain,
you learned what a Dreamcast was.
That's it. That's true.
Yeah.
You also learned that we're going to figure out when you write those misconnections. We know it's you.
You can't prove it.
We can prove it all day long.
We
can prove it all day long. Yes, we can. I learned that we still need a chase crew for tomorrow. So if you'll email us, studio@mystaticradio.com, put chase crew in the subject line. We need people at 6:30 tomorrow morning to help out. Steve-O and I are going to be in a balloon flying, and it's going
to
be cool.
Flying so high. You need to bring like a parachute or something, because you know that once the balloons go up, they don't come back down. And
they
so
don't.
Do you have your parachute yet?
There's a parachute.
They don't supply them with.
I don't believe you.
They don't supply them? Are you
sure?
No,
they don't supply them, and you really need to get that. You really, really need to get a hold of that. Seriously.
I'm going
to
try, but I don't know. I don't know.
I think she's just deceiving you.
You just want to go on this balloon ride is the problem.
I have my parachute ready, if that's what you mean.
You have a parachute?
Yes.
Can I have it?
No.
I just need to borrow it.
Because parachutes... No, let me show you.
It's probably a child's parachute.
Parachutes are something like... That's right.
Wouldn't fit you.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Parachutes are kind of like snowboards. You know, you have to have a certain height.
Yeah.
Depending on how tall you are.
You have to have a certain size parachute.
A certain size. So
depending on your height.
Yes, exactly. So my size parachute is just for me.
I see. Well, anyway.
Anyway.
It's going to be a great weekend. DJ Bossman, Dan, thank you for helping me out this
morning. Hey, it's my pleasure.
Steve-O will be back on Monday. And he'll actually be there tomorrow morning if you're interested. So come on out. This is Team Awesome Morning Party, and we're saying...
Bye. Goodbye.
Static?